We now move, which deals with a concept of member. Who is a member of a company? As far as this concept is concerned, we have three important areas which defines a member. A member could be a subscriber, any person who is agreeing in writing, or any person who is required to be a holder of equity shares and who is a beneficial owner in the books of the depository. So, well, friends, we go into various areas as regards member, shareholder, what are their areas regarding acquisition and termination of membership, as well as finally the register of members. We now move into the area of members of a company. Who is a member? The subscriber to the memorandum of the company, every other person who agrees in writing to become a member and whose name is entered in the register of members of the company is a member. Every person holding shares of the company and whose name is entered as a beneficial owner in the records of a depository. Now, a member is a person who is the first subscriber to the memorandum. Earlier, we have seen in our chapter on memorandum that the memorandum has got six clauses: the name clause, the registered office clause, the object clause, the liability clause, the capital clause, and the association and subscription clause. Now, this is where the subscriber's name, when he comes and signs the subscription clause, he becomes the first member of my company. So, minimum 2 for a private, minimum 7 for a public are the first subscribers who are deemed to be members, and on the incorporation of a company, they are entered in the register of members. Every company which may not have a share capital, there can be persons who are agreeable to enter into a contract with the company stating that they would like to have their names entered. Again, those companies with share capital. When a person is applying for shares, now you are aware that in the event of a prospectus, it is an invitation to the public for subscription of shares. On the basis of this invitation, when a person who is in the capacity of a prospective applicant gives an application, he is said to be making an offer to the company. The company accepts this offer, and then we are aware an offer plus acceptance is equal to agreement, so that the company, when it accepts, enters into an agreement with the shareholder and his name is entered in the register of members after allotment of shares. Every person today, wide listed companies, with effect as far as the depository is concerned, any person who is holding equity shares in the books of the depository is also called as a member of the company. So, well, we have three areas. One is a subscriber, one is a person who agrees in writing wherein he is allotted shares, and one is a beneficial owner. All the three are regarded as members of the company. Now, before I go down to this area, what is the technical difference between a member and a shareholder? Every company having a share capital, a shareholder is a member. But in companies without a share capital, there is no shareholder, there is only a member by and large. I'll just give you 4 points of distinction between a member and a shareholder. Member is defined under the Companies Act. Shareholder, a man who takes shares. Fine, we don't have any definition of a shareholder as such. As far as a member is concerned, once his name is entered as a subscriber, this is a prima facie evidence that he is a member of the company. Whereas a shareholder, the evidence is that he may or may not take shares, and in case of only as far as a share warrant is concerned, he may be a shareholder but may not be a member because his name is struck off from the register. Similarly, when we see the transfer and transmission of shares, a person may be there in the register, but he may not be holding shares because the shares are already transferred. Whereas, a shareholder has the shares, but his name may not be entered in the register of members. So, normally, every shareholder is deemed to be a member, but a member is not necessarily a shareholder. So, here, we need to know that normally, only in companies where there is a share capital, there is a shareholder. In companies which do not have share capital, there only remains a member of the company. How is membership acquired? By subscribing to the memorandum. Every person who is a subscriber, whose name appears in the association and subscription clause, becomes the first member of my company. Every person who agrees in writing that he would like to be a member, every person who is allotted shares and there is an appropriation out of the share capital by way of a distribution of shares to the holder is deemed to be a member of the company. By purchase of shares as a transferee, whenever a person purchases shares from the transferor, by way of a sale, by way of a gift, so that he purchases the share from the transferor, the transferor's name is deleted and the transferee acquires membership. By succession, we are aware this is called as a transmission process, whereby in the event of the death of the original shareholder, the legal heir or representative after submission of the death certificate or a succession certificate is in a position to have the shares transmitted in his name. On insolvency of a member, when a member becomes insolvent, he ceases to be a member because you cannot have a contract with an insolvent person who is disqualified under the Contract Act. So in his place, a person called the official assignee or a court receiver acquires the shares of the insolvent member, wherein he acquires membership. By entry as a beneficial owner, any person who is a owner of equity shares of the company and whose name is recorded in the books of the depository is called as a beneficial owner of shares. How does membership cease? Now, cease means termination. This termination takes two forms. One is an act of the parties. The act of the parties means with the shareholder or the member and the company, and one is by operation of law. Now, these two areas, I will just have it explained as to how membership ceases. Now, let us go into the act of a member. How does a member cease to be a member? A member may surrender his shares. When he is unable to pay money, he may surrender the shares. By rescission of the contract. Now, what is rescission? When there is an untrue statement or a misrepresentation in the prospectus, when a member cancels the contract, it is called as rescission. And finally, when he transfers the shares on his own, the transferor ceases to be a member. Now, let me go to the second part on the part of the company. When a company issues a share warrant, as I've already mentioned earlier, he's only a shareholder by way of a coupon, but his name is struck off from the membership. For forfeiture, when he's unable to pay call money and the shares are forfeited or cancelled by the company, there is said to be a forfeiture of shares. Similarly, the redemption or the payback of the preference share by the company, the member ceases to be a preference shareholder. Going down to operation of law. The operation of law says, essentially, by insolvency, when the man becomes insolvent, or by the death of the original shareholder. Similarly, when the company exercises a lien on shares, that is, when the company has a right to confiscate shares, the membership is sought to be lost on the part of the member. So these are some of the areas whereby membership ceases. We now go into the area as to who can be a member of a company. Minor. Is a minor eligible to be a member of a company? Now, friends, you may think that minor cannot be a member because, yes, Section 11 of the Indian Contract Act 1872 states a minor's agreement is void ab initio. While Mohari Bibi versus Dharmadas Ghose, which clearly laid down a minor is incompetent to contract. Now let us go to the area of a company. Can a minor take shares in a company? Yes, minor can take, provided there's a lawful guardian on behalf of the minor. Which means, if there is any amount which is unpaid, who is going to take the liability? The liability will be on the lawful guardian or parent on behalf of the minor. For example, if I am opening a bank account, I have a minor child. Does this minor child have any liability towards the bank? No. It is me, the parent, who takes the responsibility on behalf of the minor. So, similarly, in a company, Diwan Singh versus Minerva Films was one of the first case studies in company law which said minor can be a member provided the guardian is in a position to have the shares fully paid, and in the effect of transfer or transmission of shares, only if they are fully paid they can be in the name of the minor. Now supposing the minor wants to repudiate the contract, he has to immediately do it after he attains majority, otherwise there is a susceptibility that he could be a minor and the company can throw the liability after attaining majority. Moving down to company and subsidiary company. Can a company be a member of another company? Technically, yes, every body corporate, any legal entity can be a member. However, a subsidiary cannot be a member of the holding company, or holding company cannot have shares wherein they are deemed to be separate entities, unless they are in the capacity of any trustee or in the capacity of a beneficial owner. By and large, holding and subsidiary are treated as separate entities. Partnership firm. Can a firm be a member of a company? Well, friends, no. Why? A partnership firm has no legal entity. Why? If the partner dies, the firm stands dissolved. The partnership firm is not required to be registered under the Indian Partnership Act 1932. So, a partnership firm cannot be a member, whereas individual partners competent to contract can be members of a company. Society. A cooperative society is registered. So, since it's a registered body, it is allowed to be a member of a company because it enjoys a legal entity which is distinct from its members. So society is entitled to be a member. Non-resident. Can a foreigner be a member? Yes, but provided the rules of Reserve Bank of India are complied, he is obviously having the permission sought with the RBI and goes through the formalities, he is permitted to be a member of a company. Rights of a member and shareholder. The rights of my member are three kinds of rights. It could be documentary rights through the memorandum and articles, which are contractual deals. It could be statutory rights that my member enjoys as an individual shareholder of the company. who is entered in the ROM or the register of members, as well as remedial rights in case his rights are not redressed. Does he have any remedy with the National Company Law Tribunal? Fine, let us go into some of these rights enjoyed by the member. To receive notices of the annual general meeting, to attend and vote, appoint directors and auditors, receive the copies of accounts, statutory report, inspect the minutes of the proceedings of any general meeting, the copies of annual returns, transfer his shares, receive the share certificates, present any petition, which means any kind of legal case before the court for relief in case of oppression, wherever there is mismanagement or any kind of fraud practiced by the management over the minority shareholders of the company, to pay calls on shares whenever demanded, to pay the full nominal value of the shares held by him in case of a company limited by shares. In case he has paid a part, his liability will be to the unpaid amount. Pay all the debts of the company in case of a company with unlimited liability. Register of members. Now this talks about a book which is required to be maintained separately for each class of equity and preference shareholders, a register of debenture shareholders, along with an index whereby whatever transactions are maintained, this is required to be maintained in a book which is called as the register. As far as this register is concerned, in case of any kind of changes, rectification of this register will have to be made from time to time along with the index, whereby the member has every right to have it rectified in case of any changes in the address of the member. The register is required to be closed for a period of 30 days, max 45 days, so that any kind of transfers shall take place only after a closure of the register. The register can be inspected by the members or the shareholders of the company without payment of fee. But in case they require any extracts or any kind of copies, this can be provided with payment of fee. E-governance. Today, as far as any documentation is concerned, for filing of returns, filing of important registers are concerned, it is done through e-filing process, wherein all the formalities along with the payment of fee is sought to be done through the internet. And finally, inspection of documents kept by the registrar. The registrar is the competent authority as far as maintenance of the books of the members are concerned. This can be inspected by every member and shareholders who are entitled to have the register inspected by them from time to time. Thank you very much. We have had a thorough insight into the area as regards members, the register of members, as well as e-governance and filing. Thank you very much.